Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Helpful Ladies. Remember to join me at the end of the podcast for a few grammar notes. Helpful Ladies. Those of you who listen regularly to my podcast will know that I'm a gardener. However, you might not know that gardening can be a challenge. This year, I have come to realize that I need to learn more about bugs, because they can make the garden a success or a failure. Some of my most prized vegetables and flowers get infested at times, and I am left scratching my head, wondering what to do. Bugs are everywhere, and they all serve a purpose. But if I choose to have certain plants in my garden, I must understand what their strengths and weaknesses are, and which bugs either attack them or help them. So, what do you do if you need about 3,000 beneficial bugs? Well, you order them online. And that's just what I did about a week ago. Before I knew it, the box arrived on my doorstep. It was a strange experience opening a package and finding a bag full of bugs inside. I had to follow some instructions before putting them in the garden. Wait until it was dark, mist the infected plants with water, and gently release the ladybirds. It was fascinating to see the colony slowly leave the bag and start to crawl in all different directions. Success! I felt good about using some of nature's medicine to keep the garden healthy. The next morning, I went outside early to see what had happened to my new friends. Some of them were still where I had left them, but the rest had disappeared. They must have crawled off to explore and to search for food, or a perfect spot to hide. I hope that they will establish a new home here, go to war on the bad bugs in my garden, and decide to stay. Okay, here are some grammar notes. Number one, we'll start with to come to realize. Well, this means that over time a person has formed a conclusion from his experience. A. After working all summer in the orchards, I came to realize that it is one of the hardest jobs around. After working all summer in the orchard, I came to realize that it is one of the hardest jobs around. B. After being overcharged by mechanics for years, I came to realize that I should learn how to fix my own car. After being overcharged by mechanics for years, I came to realize that I should learn how to fix my own car. Number two, my most prized plus a noun. We often say my most prized possession. It's just like saying that something is what I really value. This is something that I really value. A. Out of my stamp collection, this old one from Germany is my prized possession. Out of my stamp collection, this old one from Germany is my prized possession. B. Our new puppy carries a certain bone everywhere. It's his prized possession. Our new puppy carries a certain bone everywhere. It's his prized possession. Number 3. To be left scratching one's head, wondering. Well, this is an interesting sentence. It's a phrase that gives a visual of a person scratching his or her head. And what it really means is it represents someone trying to figure something out, somebody wondering. And really we use it figuratively more than literally. A. When the train was cancelled, we were left scratching our heads, wondering how on earth would we get to the airport on time. When the train was cancelled, we were left scratching our heads, wondering how on earth we would get to the airport on time. B. The cat jumps on the dog's back and then shoots up the tree, leaving the dog wondering what happened. The cat jumps on the dog's back and then shoots up the tree, leaving the dog wondering what happened. And of course here I could say, leaving the dog scratching his head, wondering what happened. Number 4, strengths and weaknesses. Well, these two nouns are often used together. A. The student survey asked about our strengths and weaknesses. The student survey asked about our strengths and weaknesses. B. The book definitely had more strengths than weaknesses. The book definitely had more strengths than weaknesses. And finally, number 5, beneficial. It's a wonderful word. And remember, it's an adjective that's describing the ladybirds that I released into the garden. They were beneficial. It's often used when we talk about insects, sometimes bacteria, or nutrition. A. Fish oil is beneficial for the brain. It improves its function. Fish oil is beneficial for the brain. It improves its function. B. Bacteria can be good and bad for us. We even have beneficial bacteria in our intestines. Bacteria can be good and bad for us. We even have beneficial bacteria in our intestines. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're having a good summer and enjoying these podcasts. Remember, if you have any questions or comments about them, please email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And you can also join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. You're all welcome to do so. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.